WMIS 92.1 107.9 The River. One of my favorite bands, Hailstorm. Amen. We're here on a Beaver Fever Friday finale from Buffalo Wild Wings, Cal and Schultze. And joining us right now from the BSU volleyball team, Kayla DeYoung out of Jefferson, Wisconsin. Kayla, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Jefferson, Wisconsin, how'd you find out about Bemidji State 5 years ago?
Well, the NSIC for volleyball is obviously a huge competition and everything. So I knew I wanted that conference. And then I had just been talking to Bemidji for volleyball, and then it just all worked out.
Looking back on your 4 years here at BSU, what's your favorite memory of your playing time?
Oh, boy. Beating Mankato this year was huge. We haven't done it in I don't know how many years.
It's been forever.
Like 10 years or something. That was pretty fun. And then obviously as a freshman and sophomore, you kind of have more nerves, but it's kind of more exciting that way. But I don't know. Volleyball is a small world too, so I got to play a lot against people I had played with in club or against. So the conference, I knew a lot of girls through that, and that was always fun, competition like that.
How much over those course of 4 years did these girls that you played alongside, how much do they mean to you?
They're family now, but I don't know, some of the best friends I'll have. They're there for everything through the year, ups and downs. You go through it together, so a lot.
And of course, some of your teammates, Jess Yost, is still playing in softball.
Yeah.
Have you gone to many games and seen
them? I made it to one, but they never always work out because they always have such a weird schedule, but that's awesome for her and the whole team.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Now, for you, what did you major in and what are your plans?
Exhibit design, and I do have next year to finish school, but this summer I got an internship in Dallas, Texas.
Fun.
Yeah, so I'm going there. I start May 23rd and through August 5th.
And working in your field.
Yep, so I get there. Do actual exhibit design environments, and events.
Wow, that's incredible. And I know I went to Bemidji State back a couple of years ago and sports management, but it's amazing how many different opportunities there are at a school like Bemidji State, and it's a smaller school.
So who would have thought? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how did you decide you wanted to be in event design?
That I had no idea. I was in physical therapy, and then for a general music class, we had to attend a student achievement speaker. So I went into just a random room, the first room I saw, and it was on exhibit design and this guy who had an internship, and then I just switched it right there.
That's incredible. What a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just never know. Do you have any funny road trip stories from volleyball that you could share?
Well, there's a lot. I don't know, the best was when we would accidentally, they never planned to get us conjoining rooms, but sometimes we would, so then the whole team would just be in two rooms, like a little party, but I don't know, all the road trips are awesome.
Yeah, a lot of fun with this group. You mentioned Mankato as being probably your favorite memory of a team that you beat. Was there another opponent that you liked playing against?
St. Cloud was always fun. I always like playing against Concordia because I know a lot of those girls. And so actually this past summer I lived with some of them. And so that was always good. And they're the best, like you want to always play the best out there. So I always thought that's always a lot of fun. But
well, I know the record doesn't show up, but your team did make some improvements this past year.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, obviously working with different strength and conditioning coaches, mm-hmm. that helped, didn't it?
Yeah, that was huge. Mike and Gary are awesome, especially Mike worked with just us, and just such huge improvements. Even like all the girls, like everyone's excited to go to the weight room, where before my freshman year, it wasn't really like that. And so that's just kind of fun to see because it does play a huge part in volleyball.
Well, and
in the sports itself.
In the NSIC, you need to be able to compete with those
Everyone's
big
bigger,
teams.
Faster, stronger.
Exactly. Yeah. So looking back on your 4 years at BSU, what's the one thing you're going to miss about Bemidji State when you do graduate?
Probably just the community as a whole, all the athletes, they all become your best friends. So like at the banquet yesterday, seeing all the seniors, I was like, tearing up. But
it's hard to say goodbye.
Especially knowing everyone when we came in as freshmen and then seeing everyone's now a senior and what's the next step for everyone. But yeah.
Where do you want to end up working? Do you have like a city or a state that you just like set on?
I have no idea. Wherever the wind blows me.
That's what everybody says.
I'm ready for whatever.
Kayla, it has been a joy getting to know you and watch you play. Good luck the rest of the way. Enjoy your internship this summer.
Thank you.
Sounds very exciting.
Yeah.
Kayla DeYoung of the Beaver volleyball team.